Blog Talk Radio.
Because we want to stay alive in Toret Chaim, instructions of life, Toret Chesed, instructions of kindness, Toret Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned into the higher inner frequency of blogtalkradio.com. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class 515, Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul, program presentation number 17. Blessed is our Creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the human family experience. With Creator's help, our next broadcast is taking place right now on the 25th of Tishrei, 5,776 years since original man and woman walked upon this planet to begin the human stewardship of this blessed earth. And this day on the English calendar day corresponds to October 8, 2015. This broadcast is currently penetrating cyberspace from Turtle Island, a.k.a. USA, unifying souls actually. 9:32 Eastern Standard Time in the morning. Program content will focus upon plucking inspiration from Hill of Parches Elucidation on Shara Yuchel, the Gate of Unification by the Mitler Rebbe, direct descendant of Kings David and Solomon. The call-in number to listen if you're right now on the internet and have to leave your computer is 347-838-8669. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones. Peaceful and pleasant. Now we're going to turn down the music. And that was succinctly the ending of Generation of Redemption by Isaac Batone, the President, Blessed Brother in Prayer, and Good Talk, Love of Humanity. You can catch Rabbi Isaac and other good Yehudim here in Crown Heights every Shabbos morning in Keswick, Crown Heights, Brooklyn, New York, Crown Heights section of Brooklyn. At 1433 President Street at the Beit Mazal congregation, where he under the and with another good friend Yitzhak Fakiro, under the leadership of Harav Daniel Mapur, will be praying 10 o'clock starting this coming Shabbos morning in 2 days. And again, 1433 President Street is located between Kingston and Albany Avenue. Let's just to give you a little flavor of where our long-term vision is to be via sharing these humble teachings, humble efforts. We tagged our program via the following expressions: Divine Creator, Divine Image, Torah, Bible Class, Prophecy, Manifesting via the Spreading of the Inner Dimensions of Torah, Universal Redemption, and last but not least, Children of Israel, Noah, meditating to eliminate hatred, jealousy, and competition where competition is not necessary. Let's now go right into the shoe. Blessed souls, we begin with a prophetic assertion. which really equals a divine testimony offered to us by King David, Dovid HaMelech, Naim Zvinot Yisrael, the sweet singing of Israel, as recorded within the book of Samuel, the second book of Samuel, chapter 22, verse 29, quote, "For you are my lamp, Creator. Creator lights my darkness," end of quote. Ashrei Ani Matov Chalkeni, fortunate I, and how good is my portion that I am able to point out that lamp and light are connected to the teachings I have been plucking inspirations from, a book by the name of Ner Mitzvah Torah, or A Commandment is a Candle and Torah is Light. For in more many instances, a candle is the integral part of a lamp, and for sure the light of Torah illuminates a previous state of darkness, wherever that darkness had manifested. And lack of consciousness / awareness of Torah in general, and particular over our Israelite eternal oral Torah tradition, featuring Panimius HaTorah, the inner dimensions of Torah, that unfortunately to our great pain still has yet to be received by the vast majority of the human family experience, with the same enthusiasm as when the masses of human souls and human bodies become euphoric and many times overly euphoric, and at times in time and space at certain junctions, unfortunately, socially dysfunctional at sporting events, musical performances, at any other gatherings of an artistic or athletic endeavor. And why is this? So I ponder openly and freely, Baruch Hashem, blessed is the Creator, within cyberspace communication dispersed throughout and upon this blessed planet, it is evident that there's still not enough awareness concerning Torah true meditation. Not enough of Torah true meditation has been brought to the attention of the masses of human beings who otherwise would most openly drink from the fountains of Iyun, analytical Torah study, Panimius Bina, inner understanding, his boneless contemplation or meditation, for the wellsprings of the human soul are directly, intimately configured with Torah-based meditations. So therefore, may we merit to testify one about the other, that they're manifest and is revealed during this new Hebrew calendar year, which is really a universal calendar year for all the human family experience, up Tav Shin Ayin Vav, which equals the numerical value of 776. The Tav has a numerical value of 400, the Shin of 300, Ayin of 70, and Vav 6, which adds up to 776, which equals the brief and yet powerful statement, L'chaim u'lebracha, Mashiach now, to life and for blessing, Messiah now. And may we merit to see exponentially fashioned qualitative lengthy revelations of qualitative understanding emerging from human wisdom, whereby the potentiality to extract from the essence of any Torah concept leads to elucidating upon Torah concepts, which will be understood and just as importantly internalized by the receivers / students / disciples of such understandings, which are humanly possible to be extracted from within eternal Torah wisdoms. Chachmat shel Torah Nitzchi. And by the way, already we briefly summarized concerning Chachma, wisdom, the Kachab of Chachma, the Keser Chachma Bina, the crown and wisdom understanding of Chachma. But in order to remember that, you'd have to recall what we presented in our last humble effort in Meditations Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul program presentation number 16, therefore I'm not going to review it now. And therefore, so we proceed to discuss within various general qualities of Bina, understanding, such as quality 1, Keter or Keser, the crown of understanding. Quality 2, Chochmah, wisdom of understanding. Quality 3, Bina, understanding within understanding, which can be boiled down to be explained as follows. Concerning quality 1, Kesa Shel Bina expresses a quality of the power / potential of self-nullification, self-abnegation, in relation to Koach HaMaskil, human superconsciousness, which is expressed when any human being, man or woman, toils to bring out a revealed explanation tangibly organized within the context of the Torah concept which already was grasped within his or her blessed human intellect. As it is known, which Rav Hillel parenthetically pointed out, for all future students of meditation, inner understanding, analytical Torah study, hidbonanus, panim hizbina iyun, wisdom and understanding emanate from one common source, which is the root for the power / potential of human understanding, situated within the blessed human left brain, which this root is embedded so powerfully and so humbly within Koach HaMaskil, human superconsciousness. Yes, quite human, this level of supra-rational awareness, and yet quite super at that. And just as well, it is mentioned that the root of the power / potential of perceiving the essence, the atzmius, the etzem of a Torah concept, finds a suitable environment within the right brain, or they say the right side of the blessed human brain, for every man and woman possesses Moicha Chachma, the brain of wisdom. Rejoice, blessed souls. Every one of us has a Moicha Bina, a brain of understanding, and Moicha Chachma, a brain of wisdom. So now we revisit again, as we began just a moment ago, the idea of Kesa Shel Bina, the crown of understanding, by terming it as well as the Omek Shel Bina, the depth of Bina, the blessed left side of any human brain's capacity to receive from human superconsciousness, supra-rational awareness from Koach HaMaskil. And from this point in human experience, to immerse oneself within the quality of the width of understanding, the Rochav Shel Bina, the Chochma Shel Bina, which in other words is a quality of wisdom that exists within understanding, fostering the beginning of a revelation, of a revealed - tangible explanation within any human brain of comprehension. Yeah, we're talking about the blessed left brain activity that each and every one of us is privy to experience every second of our daily lives. It's just a matter of becoming aware of that, what our left brain activity is engaged in. La hasigata muska, to comprehend the subject matter that we are interacting with each and every moment. And is empowered to disperse / manifest afterwards into a well-grounded factual collection of data, parenthetically stating, relating to the Torah concept being studied, end of parenthetical statement, with a vast multiplicity of particularized explanations, like, for example, the designer of a new car being able to explain to others, i.e., to other potential investors, not only how much miles per gallon this new vehicle can operate on, but as well elucidate how this very same car model, being that it is of a hybrid design, improves the ability to drive for long distances than a vehicle relying solely upon fossil fuel to supply power sufficiently for, say, in this allegorical car, to supply power sufficient for a 200 horsepower engine whose maximum efficiency and power is actualized based upon how many spark plugs of a certain particularized design are used, as opposed to a lower number of spark plugs, which may in fact greatly inhibit this new car's efficiency, power, and acceleration from 0 to 60 miles per hour in X amount of seconds. And with all such information nestling within the cognitive fingertips of such car designer's fertile mind. Dash, he or she. Yes, but so the car designer can be a man or a woman. If they choose to do so, can access their qualitative bina shababina, or orach habina, their understanding within their understanding, or the length of their understanding, in order to reduce all the technical information presented so tersely via the above mentioned allegory, in order to intensify and to arouse the interest of potential investors of this new vehicle by simplifying the new car model's virtues by enclosing all of its outstanding and well-thought-out features, to enclose them within different types of proverbial scenarios, each one simpler than the proverbial or allegorical statement that preceded it. So now, with all the above stated, I now wish to conclude with my own expression of my own teeny tiny human expressed love, that those of you who chose to listen or will hear in the future this program, this via the archive version, may your human intellect continue to glisten via accessing such teachings as I presented, with no fear of the naysayers, promoters of covert and overt distortions concerning Torah-based meditation, inner understanding, and analytical Torah study, as we call it in the Lashon HaKodesh, the Holy Tongue, Hizbonanus, Panimius Abina, and Iyun. And also want to send out kudos to a caller from the 412 area, which I think is the Pittsburgh, PA area, Pennsylvania. We're not going to take any phone calls today, but may you be blessed and have a wonderful day for you and your family. Hashem, may the Most High bless you, the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the Infinite Creator, bless you and your family in a plentiful fashion. And may we reunite over these airwaves, over blogtalkradio.com next week, blessed souls, in a manner of, a Havachad, one love, Goral Echad, one destiny, Babori Echad, in our one Creator, Badarchi Noam, in a pleasant way, Badarchi Shalom. And as far as the naysayers and the negative events that are transpiring, where so much human suffering still transpires due to unnecessary hatred, jealousy, and competition, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, one of the visions that we have in our program is to promote the idea that more and more human beings, whatever your background is, whatever your faith is, whatever your life experience has been to this moment, can be subdued and sublimated to the idea of meditating on how to reduce hatred and jealousy, unnecessary competition, and somehow extract from that level of awareness. And hopefully by then, at that point when you get to a certain meditative zone, that you can in fact come out with one kernel, one molecule, one small step towards improving humanity, to think simple acts of kindness to help your fellow human being who, like you, is blessed so divinely with a Tzelem Elohim, a divine image, will help you get on scrimmage. Because your Tzelem Elohim is no dreamless soul. And even though it might seem hard to do what's good, we have that power from the Creator, Hateva Tov Lehetiv, the nature of the good to do good. And to help us get back home, we're going to listen now to Brother David Dohm's Travis's song. We're all just men and women, but we have, all of us have a personal song. And this is David Dohm's encouragement for all of us to sing in this particular presentation, as we segue out of today's humble presentation, Travis's song, to help us get through in a manner that's, again, as we mentioned before, Darchi Nom Darchi Shalom, in a peaceful and pleasant way. Take care, everyone. Sometimes it's cold.
Teddy.